Let's refer to our Bible. This morning's scripture lesson is taken from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. John chapter 20, verse 19. That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. This morning, we are glad to have our brother Dr. Eddie Ho to share God's word with us, and our brother Singmore to pray. May we invite them?
First of all, I'd like to thank your pastor, Reverend Dr. Mark Chua, and the church for this opportunity for me to share with you the word of God.
首先我要在这里感谢我们的教会的牧师以及教会同仁他们邀请我来这里来跟大家分享神的话。
I bring greetings to you from MBS.
我也代表这个马神向你们来问安。
And also from SIM, Malaysian Home Council.
也代表SIM来向你们大家问安。
As you know, SIM is a mission organization.
我们都知道它是一个宣教的组织。
Of which Dr. Mark Chua is also a member of the council.
教会的牧师蔡牧师蔡三牧师他也是其中一个组员。
And that's why this morning I thought I'd share something on mission.
所以今天早上在这里要跟大家分享关于宣教。
One thing is that while we know that mission is important, we often get sidetracked.
很多时候我们都知道这个宣教或者使命是非常的重要，但是问题是很多时候我们都跑歪路了。
As we say, instead of making an impact, most of us feel inept in mission.
所以应该我们是在这个宣教的方面我们要做出一个很大的这个影响力，但是反之我们却是做得很笨拙。
And may I suggest that the first step is to possess the mission.
所以在这里我要向大家建议，第一件事情我们所要做的就是我们要拥抱这个使命。
Because possession means that you are committed to it.
因为当我们去拥有一个东西的时候呢，就是我们把我们自己本身付出了。
If we do not possess it, we won't see much evangelistic fruit.
如果我们没有去拥有它的话，那么我们就看不到任何宣教的果实。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you to take a look at what is supposed to be one of our top values.
所以今天早上在这边大家要来思想一个我们应该是教会里面最重要的这个价值。
And that is telling others about Jesus Christ.
那就是告诉别人关于耶稣。
As you look at the purpose of the church,
当我们来看这个教会的目的的时候,
you must realize that all of all the values that we have,
在我们所拥有的任何的价值里面,
the value of evangelism will always need more emphasis.
这个宣教的价值呢，是需要更多的这个加强。
It needs more emphasis than all the other values.
这个价值超过任何所有其他的价值。
Because this is the hardest one to keep fresh and to live out authentically.
这是因为这个价值是最困难，我们要保温，并且能够真正的把它活出来的。
Now I know as believers we want instruction.
而身为这个使徒信徒的我们呢，我们需要一些的指示。
We want to be mobilized for ministry.
我们需要在这个侍奉上面呢有更大的活力。
We pray.
我们祷告。
We adore God.
我们敬拜神。
We care for each other.
我们彼此的照顾。
But most of these have to do with our relationship with God.
这一切呢，就是我们跟神之间的关系。
Or even our relationship with other believers.
或者是跟其他信徒之间的关系。
In his well-known book, A Purpose-Driven Church.
在于一本很出名的书，就是英文名字叫 Purpose-Driven Church.
Rick Warren reports on a survey.
Rick Warren 在一个调查的报告里面，他就做了这样的一个报告。
That found that 89% of church members believe the church purpose is to take care of my needs and those of my family.
在这项调查里面呢，他就发觉到有 89% 的人教会的会友，他们认为教会存在的目的呢，就是要来解决我跟我家人的问题。
And only 11% said the purpose of the church is to win the world for Jesus Christ.
只有 11% 的会友，他们认为教会存在的目的呢，就是要为主耶稣基督来赢取更多的灵魂。
Now, according to George Barna,
那另外一位John Barner,
in his book called Evangelism That Works,
他有一本书叫做 Evangelism That Works,
he said most churches have only a small group of people who have a passion for evangelism.
许多的教会里面呢，只有少部分的人他们对这个宣教有那个热忱的心。
And Barna asked three important questions to churches.
他就对这教会呢，他发了三个非常具有启发性的问题。
First of all, he said, do people own evangelism as a heartbeat of the ministry?
他说，会友们是否看这个宣教当作他侍奉的这个心啊中心点呢？
Secondly, is evangelism deemed the highest priority in the church?
第二，他说，宣教是不是这个教会里面最重要的一个？
And thirdly,Have the people caught a vision for reaching non-believers?
第三，会友们是否有一个意向来去向这个非信徒们来接触呢？
That gives the church definition, energy, and direction.
这样给教会一个重新的一个定位、一个能力和一个方向。
And he makes a very interesting comment.
所以他就在结这样做一个结论。
And he said.If not, the organization is not truly a church, but is simply a group of people intrigued by religion.
他说，如果不是这样的话，那么教会它只是一个团体，只是一个团体，就是人来到这边被这个宗教吸引来的团体。
Brothers and sisters, let's admit something this morning.
弟兄姐妹，让我们来承认几项事情。
Evangelism is not easy.
宣教并不简单。
In fact, for many of us, it's downright scary.
但对很多人来说，那是一个非常恐惧的事情了。
Evangelism is one of the highest values in the church.
宣教是教会里面最高的价值。
And one of the least practiced in the church.
但却是在教会里面最少被执行的。
We may be able to talk a good game.
我们可能会讲很多堂皇的话。
But our actions speak louder than our words.
但是我们的行为呢，却是比我们所说的更重要了。
Let me ask you，
让我来问你
，Do we really care about lost people？
我们是否真心的去关怀那些失散的人呢
？Do we sincerely believe that knowing Christ is the best way to live and the only way to die？
我们是否真诚的相信，知道基督是我们最好的生活的方式，或者是说能够面对死亡最好的方法呢？
Today, there's a lot of hype over the AH1N1 virus.
今天我们在这个AH1N1 病毒的事情上面呢，有许许多多夸大的言论。
And we are constantly told to keep the bug away from others in public and also in the family.
我们被告知我们要尽量的把这个病毒不要去传染给任何的人。
Our own family members would probably stay away from us if we have the bug, and I don't blame them.
所以如果我们有这个病毒的话呢，我相信我们的家人也会离我们而去，暂时隔离。
Because we wouldn't want anyone else to get what we had.
因为我们不希望别人也得到这样的一个病毒。
But then the church should be different.
但是我们的教会应该是不同的。
By its very nature and purpose, the church ought to be a contagious place.
那么因为教会它本身的本质和它的目的，那么教会它应该是一个一直在传染，像一个传染病一样。
That is infecting more and more outsiders with the Christian faith.
那么这个传染呢，就是要把这个教会这个福音把它传去。
We may say that there ought to be an epidemic of people trusting in the Jesus Christ, just like the AH1N1.
那么我们在盼望着我们的教会能够把这个福音传开，好像这个流行性的病一样。
But why isn't that happening?
那么为什么这样的事情没有被发生呢？
If we are serious about telling others the gospel,
如果我们很认真地去告诉别人关于福音，
then we must always resist the gravitational pull inward.
所以我们不应该把这些东西藏在里面。
That is to care only about ourselves.
那么就好像是我们只是照顾去啊、去关怀自己的人。
And so let us now revisit the mission.
那么那现在我们要重新来看一看这个使命。
That Jesus Christ has entrusted us.
就是基督耶稣他已经把这一个托付给我们的使命。
And see what John 20, chapter 20 has to tell us.
那么来我们来看一下约翰福音这20章告诉我们些什么。
The first thing we see in this passage is that Jesus accepts us.
那第一点我们可以看见的是耶稣他接纳了我们。
And we see that in verses 19 and 20.
我们可以从20节到第30节那边看到。
In our text, we see the disciples huddled together in a room.
我们可以看到这个门徒们他们关在一个房间里面。
It's what we call Resurrection Sunday.
那是那个复活的主日。
And it has been an eventful day for everyone that is involved.
对许多人来在里面的人呢，他可以发觉到那是一个充满事项、充满事件的事情一天。
It's now evening.
当时候呢是傍晚的时候。
And they are excited, but yet they are afraid.
他们都感觉到非常的兴奋，但是却是害怕。
The door was locked.
门也被锁上了。
Because rumor had it that the Jewish leaders wanted to arrest and dispose of anyone who had been in contact with Jesus.
因为有许多的谣言说这个犹太人的领袖他要去抓任何人与耶稣基督有接触的人要把他关起来。
Just look at the disciples.
我们来看一看这些门徒。
You see, and they were afraid of hiding themselves in a room.
他们害怕他们把自己关在房间里面。
And suddenly, without warning,Jesus appears to them.
那么突然间没有任何的警告，耶稣就这样子出现在他们面前了。
And he says to them in verse 19.
在第十九节他这样子对他们说，
Peace be with you.
愿你们平安。
Now I don't imagine these were the words that the disciples were expecting.
我相信这个门徒们他们并不会期待着这样的一个问候。
They were afraid of the Jewish leaders.
他们非常害怕这个领袖们。
And that now they see Jesus, they would expect Jesus to say something harsh about them.
那么他们可能看到耶稣后，他们心里面预测说耶稣应该会责骂他们。
But as you look at the passage, we see that there was no rebuke.
但是我们从圣经里面可以看见耶稣并没有责备他们。
Jesus did not even tell them, how could you do this?
耶稣甚至没有这样子说，你怎么样怎么样，他甚至没有这样子说。
Jesus didn't scold them.
耶稣也没有骂他们。
Nor did he shame them.
他也没有羞辱他们。
The first words that came out of his mouth show one thing.
那第一句话从他口中出来的就告诉了我们这件事情。
He accepted them.
他接纳他们。
Can you imagine the relief that the disciples had?
那么我们可以想象得到吗？那些门徒他们会感觉到是多么的放心。
And the joy that must have flooded their very hearts.
那喜乐呢，如何的充满着他们的内心。
These first words of Jesus after the resurrection were almost identical to what he said earlier.
那么第一句话他在这里所说的呢，却是跟他之前在复活的时候所说的第一句话大概是相似的。
Right, and that was what he said shortly before he was arrested in John chapter 16, verse 33.
在约翰福音第十六章第三十三节，他说耶稣在他被抓拿的时候，他所说的一句话。
I told you these things.
我告诉你们这些事。
So that in me you may have peace.
是叫你们在我里面有平安。
In this world you will have trouble.
在世上你们有苦难。
But take heart.
你们可以放心。
I have overcome the world.
我已经胜了世界。
And in some respects, it is almost as if the last few days had not happened.
在一些的角度来看呢，是好像这些事情没有发生一样。
Now, certainly, these disciples felt unworthy.
肯定的是，这些门徒感觉到自己是没有用。
But the Savior extends peace to them.
但是这个救主呢，却是把救恩，把这个平安给他们。
Do you see how gracious an act this was?
我们可以从这里看到神的恩典是如何的大。
As I said earlier, the disciples were afraid; they were fearful.
好像刚才我所说的，门徒们他心里面感觉到惧怕。
You know the word fear in verse 19.
我们知道这个惧怕在这十九节。
The word carries with it the idea of flight.
这个字眼呢，它就带着一个意思，就是在飞。
The disciples were so alarmed and frightened that they wanted to bolt away.
那门徒们他是心里面是多么的害怕，是非常的恐惧，他们甚至想要逃跑。
Now contrast this with the word peace.
那这句话呢，跟这个平安却是相反的。
Peace is identified as putting together that which is broken.
平安的就带着一个意思是说，把一些破坏的东西一起组合上来。
You see, Jesus knows that they were afraid.
耶稣知道他们心里面惧怕。
So he tells them shalom.
所以他告诉他们说平安。
Which literally means peace, all peace to you.
那真正的意思shalom 就是告诉我们说所有的平安我都加给你了。
Now just as what Jesus did to the disciples.
让我们来看耶稣对他们门徒所说的。
Do you understand that Jesus also wants to extend peace to you and I as well?
你是否是明白到耶稣他今天他也要把这个平安赐给你跟我呢？
He doesn't gloss over the past.
他并没有掩饰我们的过去。
He is well aware of the mistakes that we have made.
他知道我们在过去所做的一切的错误。
He knows very well how we have scorned him.
他知道我们如何在过去呢对他说一些不敬的话。
How at times we have denied him.
我们如何的去否认他。
And we have even rejected him.
甚至我们去拒绝他。
When we should have spoken up for him.
就是在我们必须向他做见证的时候。
And yet, he comes into our presence and he extends peace to us.
那么他既然能够来到我们当中给我们平安。
When he sees you, he says, shalom.
当他遇见我们的时候他就跟我们说。
Now, this word peace has at least four dimensions.
这个平安呢有四个不同的方向。
First of all, it means peace with God.
第一个呢就是告诉我们说与神和好。
And that we see in Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
就是在罗马书第五章第一节。
The second dimension is peace in difficult times.
第二个呢就是在困难的时候在苦难的时候有平安。
In John chapter 14 verse 27.
记载在约翰福音第14章第27节。
The third dimension is peace in our relationships.
第三个呢就是在我们的关系里面我们有和好。
We read about that in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 14 to 18.
记载在以弗所书第二章第十四节到第十八节。
And fourth dimension is peace with the past.
那第四个呢就是说我们与过去呢有一个和好。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
记载在罗马书第八章第一节。
So you see the word peace has a very rich meaning.
所以我们可以看见这个平安它带给我们很多的意思。
And the Savior offers you peace today.
那么救主他今天就把这个平安赐给我们。
Even if you feel you do not deserve it.
甚至我们感觉到我们本身是不配得的。
You see, God's peace and forgiveness is extended to us by His grace.
所以神的救恩，神的平安和他的赦免，今天就临到我们了。
So now here's the question.
这里呢有一个问题。
Why do we continue to cower in a corner when the Savior wants to embrace us?
为什么我们还是躲在一个角落呢？因为这个救主他愿意来拥抱我们。
Why do we try to lock him out of our lives?
为什么我们尝试把他锁在我们心门以外呢？
Locking all the doors around us so that no one can come in.
为什么我们要封闭自己让别人不能进来呢？
You see, by granting peace,Jesus shows how much He accepts us.
所以耶稣能够借助给我们平安，能够证明他是多么的爱我们、接纳我们。
If you look at verse 20,
如果我们来看第二十节
，He underscores how much He cares for His followers.
他告诉我们说他是多么的来关心我们。
He knows that their doubt has already crept into all our lives.
他知道我们在生命里面呢有许许多的忧虑。
And so the verse says, he showed them his hands and his side.
所以他在这里说，他就把手和肋旁指给他们看。
The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
门徒看见主就喜乐了。
You see, in Luke chapter 24, verses 37 to 43, tells us that Jesus went out of his way to show his followers who he really was.
在路加福音第24章37到43节告诉我们说，耶稣他怎样子出去来给他们使徒看他自己。
That was when he asked them to touch him.
那他就要这个门徒们去看他来摸他。
And not only that, he ate a piece of broiled fish to show that he really was alive.
甚至在他们面前，他就吃了一块的烤鱼来证明他是活着的。
He went out of his way to show the disciples that he was alive.
他用他所有的方法来告诉门徒们他是活着的。
He doesn't want them to continue in their doubts.
他不要他们继续留在这个迷惑当中。
As it relates to our mission.
这样子关系到我们的宣教。
Jesus knows very well that fear keeps many of us from sharing the good news.
耶稣知道我们因为惧怕所以不敢跟别人说。
As his peace floods our lives. As his peace floods our lives.
就好像他的平安能够充满着我们的生命。
And his proofs ground our faith.
所以他的证明哦，他用他证明呢，在我们的信仰上面建立了根基。
He also opens locked doors.
所以他也把这个一些锁开的心门打开了。
So that we can go through them.
所以我们就可以走进去。
And now he has a job for each and every one of us to do.
现在呢，他给我们一个新的工作来做。
Not only does Jesus accept us.
所以不单耶稣他能够接纳我们。
Secondly, we see that Jesus also commissions us.
第二个我们可以看见的是耶稣他也托付我们。
We see that in verse 21.
我们在第21节这样子看到。
Now, some of you will remember the first time you had your driving license.
可能有一些人我们在当中呢，我们可以想到，当我们第一次有了这个驾驶的执照。
And you're given your dad's car to drive.
那么我们的爸爸就给了这辆车给我们驾。
And you can imagine the excitement that we had.
那我们一定是感觉到非常的兴奋。
Jesus did something similar with his followers.
同样的，耶稣也这样子来对他的门徒这样子做。
When he says in verse 21,
他在第21节他这样子说，
Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
If you will, Jesus tosses the disciples the keys.
如果你愿意的话呢，耶稣同样的把这个门徒的钥匙交给你了。
He not only accepts them,
他不单接纳他，
but he entrusts them with a message of the gospel.
他同时呢，把这个传福音的讯息来托付给他们。
He believes in them, and so he commissions them.
他相信他，所以他才把他这一切托付给他。
The first word, the first use of the word peace in verse 19.
第一次这个字眼平安被在第十九节那边这样子来使用。
Was given in order to quiet their hearts.
是要让他们的心能够安定下来。
In verse 21, we see as the second time peace is used.
那第二次这个平安使用在第21节。
And this second peace was given in order to prepare them for a fresh statement of their purpose.
那这一次的平安给他们呢，是要让他们准备他们的心来做一个新的任务。
Which was initially given in John chapter 17 verse 18.
那第一次呢，他被给予呢是记录在这个约翰福音第17章第18节。
Where he said, "As you send me into the world, I have sent them into the world."
你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
Now listen to how Paul states our mission.In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 18 to 20.
那么我们来听一听保罗他如何在哥林多后书第5章18节到20节这样子说关于到这个宣教的。
He said there, he has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
他托付我们与他和好的信息。
That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ.
就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好。
Not counting men's sins against them.
不将他们的过犯
And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
并且把这个美好的道理托付了我们。
We are therefore Christ's ambassadors.
所以我们做基督的使者。
As though God was making an appeal through us.
就好像神借着我们劝你们一样。
Notice here, that Jesus sends us into the world in the same way the Father has sent him.
所以在这里我们清楚地可以看见耶稣差遣我们就好像神差遣他一样。
And there are several implications from this fact.
这里呢我们可以看到几个结果。
First of all,
第一个,
we must take the initiative.
我们必须主动。
As Jesus went into the world, so we are to go to others.
就好像耶稣主动地来到世上，所以我们必须主动地去找别人。
We are not here just to sit back and wait for others to come to us.
我们并不是坐在那里等待他们来到我们。
We have to take the initiative to go to them.
我们必须主动地去找他们。
Secondly,
第二点,
we see that we must open our mouths.
我们必须开口。
We are to speak the truth just as Jesus did.
就我们必须去开口去传扬，好像耶稣这样子做。
And that's why you see churches have gone into door to door.
所以我们可以看见教会呢，它是从一个门户去一个门户来传扬。
And people are challenged to speak to others.
所以信徒们也被挑战来向别人来宣教福音。
Thirdly,
第三个
，we must declare and demonstrate.
我们必须向人宣告，并且向他们示范。
As Jesus has demonstrated the validity of his message by what he did.
因为耶稣呢他向我们释放了他那个信息的真实性。
So also must we.
我们也必须如此做。
When people see us, do they see Jesus Christ in us?
当别人看见我们的时候，他是否看见了基督在我们里面？
By the actions that we do.
透过我们所做的行为
By the words that we use,
透过我们所说的话
How do they see us?
他们是如何的来看我们呢
Do we demonstrate our Christian belief by what we do and by how we act?
他们能够从我们所行的行为上面看见我们的基督教的信仰吗
And fourthly,
第四点
we must be prepared for opposition.
我们必须准备面对 这一切的不同意见
It should not surprise us when others laugh at us and ridicule us.
当我们看见别人讥笑我们的时候，我们不要感觉到太惊讶。
And this is because of our message or our approach to living.
因为我们的信息是给这个活的人。
Because it is not, alright, something that the world expects.
因为这个信息并不是世上的人他们所要听的。
It is different from the world.
它跟世界所的观念是不一样的。
What John Stott calls Christian counterculture.
所以John Stott 他这样子说基督教呢是跟文化是对冲的。
His peace and his proofs show how much he accepts us.
所以基督的平安他和他的证明呢就告诉我们说他已经接纳了我们。
We have been accepted not so that we can bask in our relationship with him.
所以既然我们被他接纳了并不是说我们只沉浸在与他的关系里面。
But so that we can live out our purpose.
而是我们必须活出我们的目的。
We have been commissioned to a task.
我们被托付了一个工作。
The third area we see
第三点我们可以看见的
is that Jesus equips us.
耶稣他装备我们。
And this is seen in verse 22.
这一切呢记载在第22节。
Are you feeling a little overwhelmed?
所以我们是否会感觉到被打败的呢?
So do I.
我也同样这样子感觉。
And that's why the next words in John chapter 20 verse 22 are so important.
所以也就是因为这个在约翰福音第20章第22节是那么的重要。
And with that, he breathed on them.And said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
那说了这话，就对他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”
You see, Jesus not only entrusts us with the responsibility of proclaiming the gospel to others.
所以耶稣他不单只是把这个向别人宣传福音的责任托付给我们。
He also equips us for the job.
他甚至呢来装备我们来做这个工作。
We are not left to say, "You do what you can, and that's all."
他并不是告诉我们说你去做你应该做的你自己去负责吧
And he leaves us to what we can do or what we cannot do
所以他就让我们自己去决定我们能够做什么或者是不能做什么
You see at this moment the greatest need the Savior promises to place his spirit in each of us individually
所以在这个时候呢最重要的需要呢就是这个救主他承诺把他的圣灵放在我们每一个人心中
And we know the Holy Spirit can do a lot of things for us.
因为我们知道这个圣灵可以为我们做许多的工作。
Let me just give you a sample of what the Bible says the Holy Spirit does.
那么在这里呢，我要拿几样的例子来告诉大家说，圣经如何记载圣灵的工作。
The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit gives us the words to say.
圣经告诉我们说，圣灵告诉我们说，应该讲的话是什么。
When we rely on the Holy Spirit, He tells us what to say to others.
所以当我们依靠圣灵的时候呢，他就会告诉我们说应该如何去跟别人来分享。
We can read about that in Luke chapter 12, verses 11 and 12.
我们可以从这个路加福音第12章11节12节那边看到。
We also see that the Holy Spirit convicts us.
我们也看到这个圣灵呢，他让我们看到自己的罪。
And not only us, but also He convicts our listeners of sin.
他也让那个听到福音的人看到自己的罪。
We may not see our own sins, but the Holy Spirit convicts us.
我们可能看不到自己的罪，但是圣灵能够让我们看到我们的罪。
We read about this in John chapter 16, verse 8.
在这一切记载在约翰福音第16章第8节。
Perhaps a more interesting to us would be the fact that He sustains us in difficult times.
那么更让我们感觉到高兴的是呢，他在这个苦难的时候呢，他维持我们。
We do not have to be afraid.
我们不需要惧怕。
Because in difficult times, He sustains us.
因为在困难的时候呢，他扶持我们。
And that is a comforting thought.
所以这个是一个非常安慰的话。
And we read that in John chapter 14, verses 26 and 27.
那我们可以从这个约翰福音第14章26节27节读到。
The Bible also tells us He gives us the abilities to do what He has called us to do.
那圣灵也同样的给我们这个能力，让我们去做我们被呼召要去完成的工作。
So that we do not have to rely on our own abilities.
所以我们不需要靠我们自己的能力。
But to rely on the Holy Spirit.
而是靠着圣灵的能力。
We can go on and on and on to say what the Holy Spirit can do for us.
我们可以继续不断地来说圣灵可以对我们做些什么。
But that will take a long time.
那会用了很多的时间。
When the Holy Spirit is given the room to work,
当我们给圣灵一个机会来在我们身上做工的时
候, He will surprise us again and again by what He can do.
他会让我们很惊讶地看到他在我们身上可以做的工作是如何。
We are not left alone.
我们并不是被抛弃。
He has provided the help that we need.
他甚至提供了我们所需要的帮助。
To help us understand this concept, I would like to share a story.
让我们能为了让我们大家能够更加明白这个概念，那么我就在这里说一个故事。
A mother wishing to encourage her young son's progress on the piano.
有一个母亲呢，她为了要鼓励她的孩子在这个弹钢琴上面有更多的进步
，took her boy to a Badurewski concert。
那么她就带她的孩子去参加一个演唱会。
They went into the concert hall。
她去了这个演唱厅。
And after they were seated, the mother saw a friend。
当大家都坐下来的时候，这做母亲的看到她一个朋友。
And so she walked down the aisle to greet her friend。
所以他就从这个走道就走下去，去跟他的朋友说话。
Leaving her son alone.
就让他的儿子一个人单独的坐着。
As you know, children are children.
我们都知道小孩子他就是小孩子。
Now, seizing the opportunity to explore the wonders of the concert hall.
所以他为了要更加的去探索这个演唱厅。
The boy got up.
这个小孩子就站起来。
And he went through a door that was marked no admittance.
他就走入了一个门，这个门口上面写着说不可以进入的门。
When the house suddenly dims,
所以当这个灯光全部暗下来的时候，
and the concert was about to begin,
那演唱会就要开始了。
And the mother returned to her seat to find out that the son was missing.
但这个母亲呢，她就回到她的位置的时候，她就发觉到她的孩子不见了。
Suddenly the curtains parted.
那突然间这个布帘呢就打开了。
And the spotlights focus on the impressive Steinway piano on stage.
那个聚光灯就照在这个台上的这个钢琴。
As she looked at the stage,
当她看着这个台上的时候，
to her horror, she saw her little boy sitting at the keyboard of the piano.
她就看到这个小孩子坐在这个钢琴上面，这件事情吓到她半死了。
And he was innocently picking away twinkle twinkle little star on that piano.
这个小孩子呢，他就在这个钢琴上面就弹了这个儿歌。
And right at that moment, the great piano master made his entrance.
就在那个时候呢，这个大师他就进入了这个会所。
He saw what has happened.
他看见啊这些发生的事情。
And he quickly moved over to the piano.
他就快快地走到这个钢琴那里。
And he whispered in the boy's ears.
他就小声地对着这个孩子这样子说。
Don't quit. Keep playing.
不要停止，继续弹。
At that moment,
在那个时候。
The great piano master, right, leaned over the boy.
那这个大师呢，他就靠近，坐在靠近这个小孩子的旁边。
He reached down with his left hand.
他用他的左手。
And began filling in the bass parts.
那么他就慢慢的，他就参与就弹奏了这个低音的部分。
Soon his right hand reached around to the other side of the child.
那么他的右手也转过去，在另外一边。
And he added.A running obbligato to the tune.
那么他就在他的右手就弹奏着另外一个比较轻快的歌曲来伴奏。
Together, the old master and the young novice transformed a frightening situation into a wonderfully creative experience.
同样的，这个大师跟一个新手，就是一个刚刚初学者的钢琴初学者，一起呢就把这个环境完全改变，从一个让人家感觉到担心的，变成一个非常美好的。
The audience was mesmerized.
那听众呢，他们就深深的被这一幕吸引住了。
That's the way with the Holy Spirit.
同样的，圣灵也是这样子在我们身上做工。
We are like that little boy, picking away twinkle twinkle little star.
我们就好像这个。小男孩一样呢，在弹奏的一些儿歌。
And the Holy Spirit is like that piano master who comes next to us and play, fills in everything else.
那圣灵呢，他就好像这个大师一样，他就配合我们所弹奏的来伴奏。
What we can accomplish on our own is hardly noteworthy.
我们自己所能够成就的事呢，不足挂齿的。
We try our best.
我们尽量的去做。
But the results are not exactly flowing music.
那成绩呢，却是一个不是很好的杂乱无章的音乐。
But with the hand of the master,
但是透过这个大师的手，
our life's work truly can be beautiful.
我们的生命就是变成一个非常美好的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们弟兄姐妹，
you have been accepted.
你被接纳了。
You have been commissioned.
你也被托付了。
And now you are equipped to play the beautiful music of salvation.
那现在呢，他也装备我们去来弹奏一曲救恩美好的歌。
For those who are lost in their sins.
给予那些在罪恶里面死亡的人。
And the Holy Spirit is whispering in our ears today.
那圣灵今天也在我们耳边轻轻地对我们说。
Don't quit.
不要停止。
Keep playing.
继续地弹。
Feel His loving arms around us.
我们去感觉他爱的双手来扶持我们。
Know that His strong hands are playing the concert of your life.
知道他那个有能力的双手在弹奏着我们生命的乐章。
As the well-known saying,
就好像有一个著名的话这样子说。
God does not call the equipped.
神并没有呼召准备好的人。
But He equips the called.
但是呢，他却是装备他所呼召的人。
Lastly, we also see that Jesus motivates us.
最后我们可以看见耶稣他激励我们。
We see that in verse 23.
我们从23节可以看到。
In verse 23, it reads, If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
这里说，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪。谁的罪就赦免了，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
Now I must admit the text is difficult to interpret.
那我必须承认的说，这一段经文是很难来解释。
Because we know from Mark chapter 2 verse 7 that no one can forgive sins by God alone.
因为在这个马可福音二章七节告诉我们说，除了神，没有人可以赦罪。
But the NIV Study Bible explains it in this way.
那么在这个新译本读者圣经这样子来分析这一段。
He says God does not forgive people's sins because we do so.
他说神不会赦免一个人的罪，因为我们赦免他的罪。
Nor does He withhold forgiveness because we do.
他也不会把这个赦罪留下来，因为我们这样子做。
Rather, those who proclaim the gospel are in fact forgiving or not forgiving sins.
反而是那些宣扬福音的人，他能够给这个赦罪或者是没有赦罪。
Depending on whether the hearers accept or reject Jesus Christ.
这一些是取决于那些听到的人是否愿意接受福音。
What he's saying is this, if you tell people about this forgiveness, you are in actual fact extending forgiveness to them.
所以事实上呢，就是我们告诉人家关于这个赦罪的信息，那么就取决于他本身是否要去接纳这个信息了。
If they respond, they are indeed forgiven.
如果他有正面的回应，那么他就被赦免了。
However, if you do not tell them,
反而如果你没有告诉他们这个讯息,
you are not extending forgiveness to them.
你就没有把这个赦免的信息来传扬给他们的。
Then their sins are not forgiven.
这样的话, 他的罪就不会得赦免。
And so when we share the gospel to them, we are actually extending forgiveness to them.
所以当我们向他们传福音的时候, 我们就把这个赦罪的机会给他们了。
The question is, are we extending forgiveness to them?
那么问题就是呢, 我们是否有这样子做?
Jesus accepts.
耶稣他接纳,
He commissions.
他也托付,
He equips.
他也装备,
and He motivates us.
他也激励了我们。
And the motivation is that the world is desperately in need of the message that we have.
那激励告诉我们说, 这个世界呢, 它是真正渴望能够得到这个赦罪的信息。
If you do not go forward,
如果我们没有向前进的话,
some will never hear,
有些人就永远听不见了,
that they hear that they can be set free.
所以他们不知道他们可以得到自由。
Some will never know the joy of salvation.
有些人就永远不知道这个救恩的喜悦。
Some will never know the spirit's strength in the difficult times.
有些人就永远不知道这个圣灵的能力在这苦难的时候如何来帮助我们。
If you don't tell the people,
如果我们没有告诉他们,
we come into contact with about the gospel,
我们所见出的人, 我们没有告诉他们, 福音,
then we are not living out our mission and calling.
这样子的话, 我们就没有活出我们的使命和我们的呼召了。
Let me end with a story of Gabriel, the angel Gabriel and Jesus.
那么在这里呢, 我要在这里, 用一个总结, 就告诉大家一个, 故事, 关于到耶稣和, 加百列, 先知。
The story is told that on the day Jesus ascended to heaven,
这个故事开始说耶稣他, 升天到了天上,
he happened to see Gabriel and they had a talk.
他遇到天使加百列, 他们就有一个, 谈话的时间。
And Gabriel asked Jesus, how did he go?
加百列就问他说, 进行到怎么样呢?
The Lord said, great, excellent.
这主就回答说, 很好, 非常的好。
Did they make you king?
他们有给让你做王吗?
No.
没有。
Did they make you prince?
他们有让你做王子吗?
No.
没有。
Did they worship you?
他们有敬拜你吗?
Well, most of them didn't.
比较多的人没有。
Well, what happened?
那发生了什么事情呢?
They crucified me.
他把我钉在十字架上了。
Then they worshiped you, right?
那么他们应该开始敬拜你了吗? 对吗?
No.
没有。
So what happened?
那么发生了什么事情?
I left my people down there.
我把我的人呢, 留在下面。
Gabriel then said,
那么加百列就这样子说,
Well, what if they fail? Do you have another plan?
那么如果他们失败的话, 你还有一个, 另外一个计划吗?
Jesus replied,
耶稣回答说,
There is no other plan.
没有后备计划的。They
didn't fail.
他们没有失败。We
are here today because they did not drop the ball about 2,000 years ago.
因为今天我们能够在这里, 就是证明他们在 2,000年前, 他们没有失败。And
what God provided for them, He has also provided for us.
那么神在那时候供应他们什么东西, 今天同样的他也要供应我们。
We have the same God.
我们有同样的上帝。
We have the same Bible.
我们有同样的圣经。
We have the same Holy Spirit.
我们有同样的圣灵。
And we also have the same gospel message.
我们也是有同样的福音信息。
Let us therefore possess the mission.
所以我们必须要拥抱着这个使命。
that is given to us.
那是已被托付给我们的了。
And go forth telling people about the gospel.
所以我们要出去来告诉他们这个关于这个救恩。
To tell them that forgiveness is given to them if they believe.
是告诉他们说赦免罪的机会已经给他们了，只要他们相信。
That is the mission that God has given to each and every one of us.
这就是神所托付给我们每一个人的使命了。Let
us fulfill that mission.
我们必须要去完成这个使命。Let
us pray.
让我们祷告。Our
Father, we thank you for your grace upon us. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the mission. Now help us, Lord, to own that mission as our own, so that, Father, we can move, go forth and tell the people about you, so that, Father, people will come to a saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we commit ourselves to you, knowing, Lord, that you not only accept us, but you also commission us and equip us and motivate us for this mission. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.